Let's do the birthday scam. We're going to call this guy. This is his wife's idea. They have a small toddler, and as opposed to a large toddler, but they she wants us to say that they were at the pool in their community, and the diaper got in the pool and made a big mess.
Yeah, it exploded.
He's at work.
Didn't really, but he's at work. He doesn't know. So let's see if he'll fall for this.
Hello, this is Dan.
Hi, this is Mike. I'm calling from the office. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Well, we had an issue this morning, and I'm sorry if I'm bothering you at work, but this was the only contact number that we had.
Well, that's all right. What's the issue?
Your wife had been down to the pool this morning, I guess, with your kids, and you have a baby, and apparently the baby was wearing a disposable diaper, which exploded.
Uh-huh.
It exploded in the pool and made quite a mess. It's a big cleanup issue because this was a full diaper. It exploded,
wow.
And there was baby poop. The rules are we have to drain the whole pool.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry about that. That's never happened. We've never had a diaper come loose in the pool.
Of course, most people know this, and it is a rule here. It's on the wall. You have to have a swim diaper, and your wife obviously didn't do that.
Right. I could have sworn we had the right diapers. I'll definitely talk to her about it and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, that's great, but we do have the matter of the fine.
The fine?
Yeah, when you violate pool rules, a $750 fine.
$750?
Yeah, well, this is one of the more serious infractions because we have to drain that whole pool out.
What's the rule? Where is this rule stated?
It's Rule 11. All
rule
infants.
Rule 11?
Yeah, you see, it's on the wall right by the concession area. Don't you read the rules?
Well, look, I am really sorry you have to drain the pool, but we cannot pay that fine. I mean, how do you even know it was my wife?
Because the lifeguard told me. The minute it happened, she scooped up the baby and left.
Well, that's not enough.
So she obviously...
$750 fine. I'm not going to pay that.
She obviously knew she broke the rules and then just hightailed it out of there.
I
live in a neighborhood,
that's
sir.
That's an exorbitant
fine. This is a public
fine.
Neighborhood. When you moved in, you agreed...
How much does it cost?
You agreed to sign the.
Are you saying that's in my
you
lease?
You have to follow the rules when you.
This is a child.
Will you let me speak, goddammit?
I need to speak to somebody who's in charge. I'm sorry.
No,
you
you're
have
talking
to
me about
pool.
This. I'm the director here.
Well, then I'm going to talk
it's
to.
It's disgusting.
The
this thing, there was
company.
Poop everywhere. We have to drain the whole
She's
thing
a
out.
Baby.
And
She's
power
a baby.
Wash the pool.
Oh, from a
you don't
baby
let people
diaper,
talk, do you?
So. Not when I'm being charged with a $750 fine when something I don't even know is from my family.
All right. You're banned.
I'm banned from the pool?
Well, you'll still owe the $750, but I don't want to see your ass in the pool. Or your hot little wife. You guys can just...
What did you just say?
I said I don't want you or your wife.
You. I'm going to come right over there right now. And we're going to talk about this in person. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Steve, and I'm here at the office whenever you want to stop by.
Okay.
I run this place, all right?
I will be there. I want that lifeguard there, too. And I'm going to bring my wife.
Yeah, you bring her. I want to see
Don't
her in
talk
that
like
bikini
that about
again.
My wife. Shut up.
Make me.
You think this is funny?
Rob, I hate to tell you this, but your wife let us know about this whole thing. This is Dean and Raj with the birthday scam.
Oh, God.
She actually made the whole thing up. There was no diaper explosion.
No, everything's fine.
Oh, you were pushing it, buddy.
Well, she did. Don't blame us.
Is she there?
Yeah, she's with me right now.
Shut up.
No, she's not.
It.
She's not here.
It's over. The scam is over. It's all your wife's idea. Tell her that we called. And we hope you have a happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Later in the show, we'll pick the dumbass of the day. It's certainly got to be the dancing FBI agent.
He's in the running. Whose gun went off prematurely.
Yeah, he... I hate
when that happens.
What's the story behind that? They were in a bar or something? Or a club?
Dancing in a nightclub. And he does a backflip, and the gun falls out of his pants.
And discharges.
We have some innocent bystanders that had comments on
it. It was a breakdance circle, like quintessential breakdance circle. Oh, yeah. There was one man who was doing flips, and then he left, and the FBI agent, I guess, we didn't know that, he came on the scene and he did a backflip. And he was dancing, and then right as he did that backflip, his gun fell out and it hit the ground. It shot off.
Mile High Spirits are saying, saying the gun went off from someone's pocket.
About 2 minutes after that, paramedics start flooding in, and they're crowding this guy.
I would certainly hope that alcohol was not involved, because as a gun owner myself, and being someone who's part of the community that cares about gun safety, I'm very responsible with my firearm.
Yeah, well, so. Right. Yeah, alcohol and guns and breakdancing don't go together.
Well, just breakdancing itself doesn't happen unless alcohol's involved. Who breakdances anymore?
The breakdancing FBI agent.
Yes. All right, our leader so far for dumbass of the day.
No one has yet emerged to challenge him, but it's still early in the show, so we'll see. See if anything else pops up. At Say Jack.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. You know, the great thing about horse racing is the creative names of the horses. And it's even better when a horse with a weird name wins. Like a horse called Bofa D's Nuts.
Outside, bang, bang, you're gone, making some headway. Final 100 yards for Bofa D's Nuts. Cage fighter trying to battle back. Bofa D's Nuts, cage fighter, Bofa D's Nuts rolling to victory by a head over cage fighter.
Wow.
You know he was waiting for that call. He had that prepared by a head for weeks for that horse to win. That's today's Wild Pitch.
Who the hell's this?
Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj. Huh?
Yes, good morning.
Back from your vacation.
Yep.
Tan, rested, and rehabbed.
Not rehabbed.
Hey, did y'all see that report that the U.S. military is running out of bombs?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, they should listen to your show. It bombs every morning.
Okay.
Hey, good news, Alkies.
What?
Disney World is now selling beer.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess Donald Duck won't be the only one without pants, huh? hang on. I said that don't count.
What?
Roy Jr. bragging that he had a menage a trois.
Really?
Yeah, but it don't count because it was with conjoined twins.
What?
Later!
It's the Eagle, Houston's only classic rock station, Dean and Raj Show. Susie says to send that out to the breakdancing FBI agent whose gun went off when he was attempting
a backflip
during a breakdance off.
to remove his piece.
The piece fell out and it discharged.
Right.
But nobody was hit, right?
Yeah, shot a guy in the leg.
Oh, wow.
He was taken to the hospital.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That you would suggest that as a dedication is just beyond the pale. But that the FBI agent is probably our dumbass of the day. We haven't decided on that yet. We'll do that here probably next hour. What else? We have Susie on her boat watching some dolphins.
Yeah, we went out into the bay, of course, over the last week. And, you know, the water was beautiful, just crystal blue, gorgeous for those couple of days. And there's an area where we go where we always see dolphins, always, always. And we went and saw them, and then we were taking off, and they started to follow us and surf kind of behind the boat, and then they started jumping.
It's very exciting. You can see the video on the Eagle Facebook page.
Yes.
I'm looking at it right now. Wow.
Yay.
There's a bunch of them.
So you always see them?
Always, in this one area. But we've never seen them jumping like that behind the boat.
Sounds like the first time you've ever seen a dolphin.
Right. No, but they're actually like they're
following
surfing
and playing
right behind. And,
yeah, in your wake?
Yeah, in the wake and jumping totally out of the water.
Like, whoa!
Woo!
Yay!
Yes.
Yay. I went a couple of years ago. I got a dolphin whistle at one of those dolphin shows in Florida and
does
brought it
work?
For the kids of my friend, Evan and Sophia. And so we take it out, and they come to the boat when you blow it.
They're very smart. That's
yes.
why the military uses them for secret missions.
Yes.
But this, if you like this kind of thing, this is great video.
Yeah. I also have video of the next day when there was a lot of mating going on, but I won't.
We don't want to see dolphin sex videos.
What? They're pretty.
There are a number of websites devoted to that,
yeah.
by the way.
Right.
You can't get to them on our computers.
Dolphin sex is one of the big fetishes out there. I wouldn't say one of the big ones.
No, I think it's a minor one.
It's a minor one. But it is a thing.
It's real. But trust us, it
happens.
Real.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were in St. Thomas, and there's a famous story about a NASA study of this house where this woman lived with a dolphin, and she was trying to teach it to talk, and they flooded the house.
Yeah.
And then it started to
become amorous with
her? Yes. And she said it wouldn't pay attention to the lessons until...
What?
Like, yeah, and it's a long story. And so the guide was telling us all about it.
Are you saying that she manually
yes.
serviced the animal
in order to just get him to calm down and focus on the
lesson?
Yeah, but it never did learn how to speak. This is true. Look it up. Google it.
Oh, it's on the internet. It has to be true.
It's on those websites I was talking about.
No, there's a documentary about it.
I guess this purely scientific.
But it was NASA. Yeah, it was in the 60s.
It's bestiality.
Is that the word when it's a fish?
I don't know if it differs, but it's fishy from the animal kingdom.
Well,
they are mammals.
An Oscar-winning movie was about fish sex this week.
Which
or this
one?
Last year.
What was that?
The
oh yeah,
the something of water or the.
The Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water. Yeah.
But the woman and the sea. Well, that was like a merman.
The monster.
That was a merman. Well, let's get off this, please.
Could we please
just check
this-
out.
How did this happen?
Check out Susie's dolphin video on the Eagle Facebook page.